Values A. Pride. Exercise 2, page 28.
Is pride all bad? Sayings like pride comes before a fall warn us against being too full of ourselves. But there are two sides to pride, and one of them doesn't necessarily mean you have a big head.
1.
Doing versus being. Real pride takes its satisfaction from the actual doing of things, rather than the vanity of being proud because of what you are. Someone who says, "I'm very proud of my thick red hair," has done little to make this happen. They were born with the genes for thick red hair, and a regular shampoo is the sum total of their contribution to its glory. To say I'm proud of getting fitter these past 6 months is a genuine reason for feeling self-congratulatory.
2.
Achieving versus winning. Someone who wins a race might feel proud of their personal achievement, or they might feel proud of beating everyone else. The latter is more connected with arrogance, the feeling you are better than everyone else. With achievement, you are essentially running against yourself and would be justified in feeling a sense of satisfaction as long as you beat your own personal best, even if you came second, third, or last.
3.
Essence versus appearance. A narcissist is only concerned about how they look to the rest of the world, and it matters very little how true that might be. We often hear stories of people online pretending to be someone they are not, and this is a clear sign of narcissism. True pride in oneself comes from a happiness with what you really are inside, even if that doesn't always show on the surface. This is why we say you should never judge a book by its cover.
4.
Realism versus hubris. A child of 5 will often be heard to say, "I'm the fastest runner in the world," or "Nobody's smarter than me." This boastfulness is part and parcel of growing up, but it is a stage we are expected to get through. Adults who still feel this way are guilty of hubris. Hubris comes from a concept in ancient Greek mythology, where mortals were punished for putting themselves on an equal footing with the gods. Mature adults are self-assured but aware of their limits.
5.
Self-confident versus self-centered. Someone who is too proud believes the whole universe revolves around them, just as astronomers in the olden days thought that everything in the solar system revolved around the planet Earth. Someone who is proud in a good way understands their place and importance, whether as part of a family, group of friends, class, or company. The common theme here is that good pride is authentic. It is a belief in your abilities, knowledge, and strength that is realistic, accurate, and tested. And this quiet pride is, in fact, an extremely valuable quality for you to possess. Just don't go shouting it from the rooftops.